This is our continuing coverage of Pella Girls basketball with head coach Blaine Forsythe. Our first post-game interview of many this winter following a win for the Dutch 57-12 over Mount Pleasant. Coach, probably about all you could ask for in game one. Obviously, a game the last couple years, it's been a little lopsided, and you were hopeful the girls would come out, play with intensity. They did. Relatively clean half, considering it's also the first game of the year. Your thoughts, though, about how the girls were able to take care of business, get the continuous clock rolling to begin the third quarter, and get everybody on the floor tonight?
Yeah, you know, I was really happy with the start. I thought we played to our standard. We came out, started really fast, got a lot of people involved, a lot of touches in our first couple possessions and first couple quarters. So for them to be able to do that to start the season was exactly what we wanted. And, you know, I thought we've had two really good weeks of practice. And so for them to come out and be able to put that on the floor says a lot about them and really makes us excited for what's to come.
Well, and 2 weeks of practice, of course, that are in a good way interrupted by cross-country runners that are running for national recognition and a volleyball team again in the state semifinals. And this is the second year in a row you've really had to kind of manage that and manage those minutes even tonight, knowing that some of these girls may have had only two or three practices that were really, really strong before playing. But obviously the depth of this team also kind of allows you to maybe manage that in a much better way, and it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, you know, we always have had a lot of depth in trying to figure out kind of those rotations and those roles is always a challenge, right, to start in the, you know, to start the season. But to be able to, you know, put our players on the floor, you know, some shorter stretches just to get their game legs back under them is really important for us. And just to be able to continue to build on this and keep moving forward is something I know this team will really, really do.
Well, and again, the balance is important. But tonight, maybe the two players that you would think would be your kind of scoring threats we talked about in a preseason interview showed that, Cam and Emma both looking early on like they're going to have a lot of offense that goes through them.
Yeah, you know, I thought they both had really good games shooting the basketball, sharing the basketball, and for them to come out strong right away is crucial for our team. You know, and Katie Sheckle, who's another one, will be a leading scorer for us at some point in the season. I have her only down for one shot, maybe two shots. So just as we kind of get into the flow of things, making sure that we're getting our players shots is going to be really important. But really proud of Cam and Emma. They put a lot of time into the gym over the summer and in the fall, and it really showed tonight with how well they shot the ball.
Here at Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella basketball team, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, the Dutch victorious over Mount Pleasant to start the season 57-12. And then from there, as I mentioned before, too, getting everybody on the floor. Everyone who dressed tonight basically had an opportunity to play, and knowing how tough your schedule is, probably not something you're going to get a whole lot of this season, knowing the night and night grind of the Little Hawkeye and some of the non-conference teams you have. So probably, especially considering it's the first game of the year, a really good time to get everybody on.
Yeah, it's always great when we can get everybody on the floor. You know, everybody plays an extremely important role on our team, whether they're on the court or on the bench cheering for their teammates and in practice. Every one of them practices hard each and every day. So to be able to reward that with playing time is something that we don't take lightly, and something that, you know, sometimes happens more times than others. But just to get everybody out there for minutes is important. It gives us a good opportunity to find happiness and joy in the success of others. And I thought our girls really did a great job of that tonight.
Well, the nice part is you get through tonight, obviously healthy, obviously through a first game. The competition kind of goes on the dial from kind of the lower end to the higher end, two state contenders and powerhouses that await you after Thanksgiving. Before we talk about North Polk and Norwalk specifically, what does this week usually look like where you have the game right before Thanksgiving? Obviously, the girls need to have some holiday time, but then you're also trying to get ready for two really, really tough games next week.
Yeah, no, this week it looks a little different than previous years. We'll take Wednesday and Thursday off, and then Ankeny Centennial come down for a scrimmage on Friday and then do a practice, you know, start getting ready for North Polk on Saturday and Monday. And then we kind of start our normal game weeks with North Polk and Norwalk next week. So great opportunity for our girls, you know, get some competition on Thursday, kind of get in the swing of playing at a high level and really kind of learn what we're all about in the areas that we need to continue to clean up so that we can be playing our best basketball at the end of the year.
Yeah, and then welcome to the season. And your schedule's obviously tough no matter what, but this was similar to last year. Two teams that are perennial not just state contenders, but state championship contenders, and both are very good going into next week. Obviously, a good early season test for your girls.
Yeah, we're excited for the opportunity. You know, they're both super well coached and have really some high level players. So for our girls to play together and see what we can do against them, we know we'll have a good game plan and just really learn a lot about us. We didn't do a couple scrimmages or one scrimmage that we normally do early in the season, so it'll be a good chance for us to put out our full kind of game plans and see what we can do. But we're really excited for those opportunities and for our players to complete at a high level.
Blaine Forsythe, thank you for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew.
We'll see you Tuesday for that broadcast.